Okay. So, hi. It's been a while. Hi. No, fucking
it's been not a while.
You. Well, there goes my cool intro I've been practicing. Thanks a lot, you fucking asshole. Anyways, what I was going to do was I was going to do the whole, it's been a while, a little bit. And I was going to end, you know, do something with that. Sorry for being gone for so long. But at the same time, you know, I had some shit to do. I had some shit to get together. As you'll notice, the background is different. Every fucking podcast I put up, there's a different background. I move a lot. I'm homeless. That's just the gist of it. You know, I move into people's houses who don't have anybody look after it. They go on vacation. I just like creep my ass in, set up my whole computer system, make it look like I live there. I put my shit everywhere. Like you can see him. I get my skateboard that I don't have wheels on. And a guitar that you can't see. You can only see the bass. I basically make it look like my home. And then a day before they're about to show up, when I find out, you know, I just pack all my shit and I fucking leave again. So it's been a while.
So you're a squatter.
We don't like that term. That's not a term that we like. We don't use that term around here.
I just used it.
Okay, well, don't use that term. I did notice, hold on, fucking, you got nicer hair than me because you're wearing a hat right now, so let's just fucking get some cool boy shit in here right now. Check that shit out. If you don't know what I'm talking about, that's because you're not watching the video, bitch.
I can take the hat off and make it 10 times worse.
I actually haven't seen you without a hat since you cut your hair. I would love to. Come on, do it. And if you're only listening to this, then you're a piece of shit who should be watching the video. Oh, you look like a dad.
Yeah, I do.
Oh my god, wait, no, keep it that way.
I look like Gordon Ramsay.
You do look like Gordon Ramsay, actually.
An idiot sandwich!
Yes, but you look like a man who eats all of his sandwiches. No!
Every morning I wake up and I look in the mirror and go, you shit! You shit! And then I go to work and pour concrete.
See, what's amusing to me right now, there's a small thing that's amusing. My internet sucks ass, and most of you might be thinking, oh man, he's recording Goose with his fucking, with his internet that's so bad, that's why his quality is so shit. I'd love to tell you that's the answer, but it's not. It's just Goose's camera sucks. A lot of dick.
Yeah.
And that brings us into our topic of the day. How much dick can Goose suck? So what we did is I basically prepared a whole bunch of men that were homeless to show up to Goose's office, and he's going to try and suck as many dicks as he possibly can. And we're going to basically time him, and we're going to see how many he can do, how many loads he can take to the face, how many loads he takes on his beard, how caked up he looks, if he looks like Santa Claus, or what's that movie with fucking Buddy chopping through the fucking door that when they find him frozen, he's got like icicles on his beard? It's in a hotel. He, like, hates his wife.
Shining?
The Shining. Yeah, you're going to look like Buddy from The Shining, but instead of icicles on your face, it's going to be fucking jizz just everywhere.
I've never seen that movie, but yet I...
Can we watch it? I've seen it, like, once. Can we watch that together one of these days?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a great idea for a podcast. Let's fucking watch The Shining, and we'll do an entire podcast talking about it. How's that?
That's pretty good.
Hold up. What if we watch The Shining and record the podcast at the same time?
Yeah, that's what I mean, like commentating it. Yeah,
let's do that. I'll fuck it. Let's do that. YouTube video. Let's go.
A whole new fucking genre of podcast style. Like, it's like the director's commentator, but just two idiots.
Yeah, 100%. I'm into that.
On a movie they've never seen before.
Yeah, so if any of you guys have any movie suggestions that you want us to watch that you think we haven't seen before, send them in. We'll do that. We'll do The Shining as the first one, and then anything you guys suggest, we'll throw in the last one. So anyways, how before we jump into the topic of the day, how was your day, bud?
My day was different. It
what, felt you like actually weird. Enjoyed it?
No. It was a weird day. It wasn't a bad day, it wasn't a good day. It was just a I don't know, it was strange. Like they were getting me to do stuff that I don't normally do, and I just went, you know what?
Work?
It. At work.
Oh, no, I meant like they're getting you to do work.
At. Fuck off. It was an odd day compared to most normal days.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense. I didn't question anything. I just did my shit, and then I went golfing.
I was literally going to ask, how many times did you golf today at work?
What do you mean at work?
I don't know. You know, fucking golf balls.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. There's too much snow on the ground to get golf balls at work. Me and my buddy went to the simulator tonight.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck does snow have to do with golf balls? You know, yeah, just put it on the ground, whack into the forest.
No, not with my clubs. I hit them off the grass.
You know, I do wonder, with the amount of golf balls that you've hit into random nothingness, I like to imagine, and I actually kind of want to make a cartoon on this, and you be the star. I kind of want to, I just imagine, you know, there's a bunch of homeless people living in the forest, and every once in a while, they're like, fuck, it's Saturday night. Everybody, pack your shit. We need to move. And they're like, wait, why? What happens on Saturday night? And it's like the apocalypse for these people. And it's like, why? Papa, what will happen on Saturday night? It's like, you don't want to know. There's shit everywhere. It's crazy. It's like fucking gunfire. And like, oh my God, people are going to kill us. And also it's like, fart! Pew!
It's like, right, it's actually funny you say that, because where I do shoot the balls,
yeah,
used to be called Tent City. Oh. That's where all the homeless... They were kicked out 2 years ago. They don't live in there anymore.
They're still there, but probably.
No, they've moved into... They're in a different spot now.
Mm.
But they, it was like the biggest one. Like, yeah. It was a community. Every time I'm there and I'm shooting balls and someone's like, oh, you're going to hit a homeless guy. And I'm like, ah, I'll just buy the balls back from them later.
Hey, I got $5. How many golf balls do you have? How many you need? It's like, wait, golf balls are balls. Are we sucking dick or are we just giving him golf balls? I'm not really sure. I'm sorry. I'm really on a sucking dick thing right now. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yeah, you're fucking weird.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Anyways, like I was saying before, if you guys aren't watching this, you should. Because, you know, I'm shirtless. Goose is wearing a Speedo right now. He looks like Borat, but, you know, ginger and more tits.
Not ginger, you fuckhole.
I love how you go to, I'm not ginger. Nothing about the more tits. You know, that's one of my favorite things is when you tell someone, like, I don't know, fucking, you're fat, you smell. It's like, hey, I'm not fat. It's like, so you smell. You're like, well, that's besides the point. You know, I love those fucking, I love those. I try and find those every time I can because they just kill me.
Oh, when we went to the simulator tonight.
Mm.
I wanted to leave work when we normally leave. I had to work late. I wanted to go home and shower, but I didn't have time.
Mm.
So as we're golfing, we were there for 2 hours. I was pulling up a sweat, bit of a stink going on, bit of a stink. And I told my buddy, who kept farting.
Okay.
He's like, holy shit. And I said, between my pet stink and your farts, it smells like the local hockey arena.
Oh,
he starts laughing his ass off. And he's like, what do you mean? Like not like the local little arena. I'm talking like the stadium.
Mm-hmm. I know that smell. I got a whiff of it, like, as you said it.
Yeah, yeah. And he's laughing. He goes, what do you mean? And he's going to the hockey game on Sunday. And I'm like, when you get there, just... And you're going to go, oh, this place smells like sweat and farts. 100%. It fucking does. We were sitting there golfing, and I'm like, smells like the Avenir Center.
God damn. Ew. Oh, yeah. Fuck me. That's fucked shit. Up. I don't miss that. Like, I played football as a kid, and I don't miss that smell. I still know that smell, man. Like, just, even my boxing gloves. Like, I gave a pair to somebody because they're like, yeah, I bought these boxing gloves. And I looked at them like, oh, God, those are like the Sport Check boxing gloves. Those are dick. So, like, I got a pair. I'll give you a pair. So I give her a pair of gloves. It's like, oh, my God, what do I owe you for? I'm like, no. You are not paying me for these. You can have these for free. She's like, why? I'm like, just trust me when I tell you, don't smell them. But if you smell them, you'll understand. So yeah. She puts them on. She's like, oh, my God, these are comfortable. I'm like, great. Now don't put your hands in your mouth.
That's what I gotta tell my kids every fucking day.
Stop putting your hands in your mouth, or stop putting your hands in his mouth.
No, stop. Take your hands out of your mouth. Well, they'll go around and they'll just cut shit all day,
uh-huh.
And then they're like,
"Hey, get your hands out of your mouth."
They're just sitting there watching TV, just fist in their mouth.
Yep.
They're just like, "Can you fucking not?"
You know, it's funny you say that because, like, as an adult, like. I can't. There's no way in hell this is going in there. But kids, do you have a fucking watch tattooed on your... Wait, I knew that already.
Yeah, you do.
But, like, I can't believe you have a fucking watch tattooed on your wrist. But, Eddie...
With the time, 162.
Hey, guys, what time is it? It's 162. Wait, what? But, like, you look at kids, and their hands are so small, they could literally put both fucking hands in their mouth. It's like, what's wrong with you? What happened? It's weird.
Yeah, kids are strange.
I was actually having this conversation with somebody the other day. Hi, Kate, if you're listening. I was telling her, like, you know, I want kids, I think. I'm not entirely sure. I think I do. But I have this fear, and you as a person who has kids somehow, I have this fear that I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night. Oh, yeah, you have proof that you actually had sex. I have this fear that I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night, and one of the kids is going to be standing over top of the bed staring at us, and it's going to scare the absolute fucking shit out of me. Like, I'm actually scared of this. This is a fear that I legitimately have. What if I have a kid who sleepwalks and they hold a knife? I will freak out. Like, if that wasn't my kid and I saw a kid standing at my doorway with a knife, I'd fucking chest kick them. So if it's my kid, I'm in this situation where I can't chest kick the fuck. I have to stand there and just be like, what do we do?
You take the knife out of his hand and you replace it with a dildo.
So you're assuming I have dildos.
Well, yeah, you got pink in your hair, so I would just assume that.
That was for charity, you bitch. It's funny. Like, I know a few people I've talked to and stuff who've got, like, dyed hair growing up and stuff. I'm like, what's the dyed hair for? What would you shave your head for? I'm like, oh, it's for charity. I'm like, bullshit. And now I've done it for charity. And I'm like, oh, I'm one of those people. No one's going to believe me. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Anyway, speaking of dildos.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, so I don't know if you know this, and if you don't know this, we're going to pretend that you don't. I'm going to be putting a clip up, okay, so everyone can see it. There'll be a clip in the video. You'll be able to hear a little bit of it. It's not the greatest clip, but there's a thing that I did last week. So we have a buddy. He goes by the name of Jesse. Now, Jesse, if your parents are listening, you guys are awful people. Nobody bought him anything for Christmas. And I am fucking, I will say that right to his mom's face, except I'm a little scared of his mom. She is of Mexican descent.
Not one?
Nothing.
Not one person?
Nobody got him fucking anything for Christmas. Now that,
even I got Lego.
Dude, that's awesome. Show us your Lego. Sure.
One.
Yeah, you got a TIE fighter. Can you put a tie in it? Like, you know, someone from Thailand? Like, put a TIE man in a TIE fighter? Like the Family Guy joke?
What? Why do they call them TIE fighters?
No idea.
It'd be really funny. Maybe just put a nice little hat on him, if you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, he wakes up in the morning and goes into a field, maybe. Might have a hat to keep the sun off his, you know, his back and shit. You know, one of those hats. I didn't say it, so none of you guys can give me shit for this. I didn't say it at all.
I didn't say anything.
No. I'm just, you know, if you figured it out, you're the asshole. Anyways, nobody bought him anything.
Fuck.
So Jesse has this goal. You know what? I'm all for goals. All right. Like, if you had a goal for 2024, what's your goal?
My goal?
Yeah. What's your goal for 2024? There has to be at least one. Is it? No more kids.
Now that one's happening for sure. Yeah. One of us is getting parts removed. Mm, it's mm-hmm. Not sure who yet, but one of us is.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, goals, like, to be serious goals.
Yeah, for sure.
Get my finances in order.
Mm-hmm. Legit.
And be better at golf.
But see, I get the first one. The second one, you're not 45 yet, so I think we can push that one maybe 20 years. You're not quite there yet.
No. I have this overwhelming urge of competitiveness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've always been a racer.
Okay.
I was going to say a racist, but no.
Well, everybody is in traffic.
I mean, like
that's my favorite joke.
Like, dirt bike tattoo. I got a stock car tattoo there. Like, yeah. Racing has been my family's bloodline, right? We've always raced.
Well, I'm tattooed on his knee.
Hmm?
What? Nothing. Don't worry about it. You know, your whole family, they're all racists. Yeah, let's go. We'll
yeah.
Keep the story going.
So, since I got out of racing, because it's too expensive and my body hurts too much now.
Understood.
Pretty much everything hobby-wise I've gotten into was more of a... wasn't very competitive.
It's all stationary.
I was into RC cars, instruments, bike building. But there was no one to, like, kind of compete with. Mm. Then when I started golfing this year, and I had my buddy who's been golfing for years, and I kicked his ass the first time, I went, oh, no. I didn't get the regular addiction that most people say, like, you get when you start golfing.
Yeah.
I got the addiction of I just want to go to the golf course, get paired up with this local pro, kick his ass, and when he says, how long you been golfing? You go, a year. What?
He gave him a fucking heart attack.
This game is not as hard as you fucking put it out to be. Which it fucking is. Holy shit, the game's hard.
Oh shit. It'll be some like old guy in his 60s and his wife will be like, get back to the cat, honey. And he'd be like, no, I need to kick this kid's ass.
Actually, those people are the best ones to get paired up with.
I feel they have a good time.
They're great. The old guy I got paired with, he was so racist.
You fucking asshole. I just filled my mouth with fucking Coke Zero. Hey, Coke Zero, sponsor me. Thank you. All right.
Hey, Rockstar, sponsor me.
Yeah, back so to sorry.
I don't do shit anymore. He kept saying...
Is that on a fucking coaster?
No, it's... I've got like one of those big mouse pads that's like...
Yeah, but it's circular right there. Why is it circular?
Phone charger.
Oh, I was like, wait, did you just put it
here?
Did you put that on a coaster? And like, you look around the room like, really? You think a coaster's gonna help? Okay, I'm sorry.
I knew I said we should do cameras and then I come in here. All right, let's go. You get your camera on? Fuck, I should have cleaned this.
Yeah, place. With your fucking chair. Ugh. I would actually love it. If you actually set up whatever camera you have and sit in the chair in the back, that would be fucking
set
cool.
Set up like a comfy.
Yeah,
comfy
man. Podcast. Oh, yeah.
I could do that. I could do that quite easily.
Okay, cool. Let's do that for the next one. Anyways, yeah. Family, you know, racist. They're all racing monitors, and shit.
Yeah. Anyway, so golf. I've always been super competitive. So now that I'm like into golf right now, I really want to get good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to play as much as I did last year because, you know, another baby.
Yeah,
that was something I was competitive with. Yeah, I beat all of my cousins.
Oh, dude, yeah, you're kicking ass in the baby department. You've got me beat by three.
It's like, I know my cousins are never going to listen to this, so they've been trying for years. My other cousins have been trying for years. Other cousins have been trying for years, and then I meet Megan, and 2 months later, we're having our first. Within the next year, we're having another one.
Goose have sex once, boom, baby. Hey, Emily and I are trying. You want to fly out here and give her the old college try for me?
Fuck, your kid looks like Goose. He's a little special and he likes to race.
What the fuck is with your kid? He's 2 years old and he loves golf and Lego. You hate golf and Lego. I don't want to talk about it. And why is he a ginger?
What a fucking ginger.
Your kid's two and he has a beer belly. What the fuck? I'm sorry, but all kids have beer bellies. It's so funny. I love it.
A little beer. Like, he was walking around kind of sticking it out the other day.
Walk around like this,
I did
like,
too. Like, yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
He was walking around like that. So I did it too.
Yeah.
Oh, Megan went to get a video of it, but I think her phone was dead or something. But we're both just like.
I still have that screenshot that I need to draw of him sitting on the couch because he looked like a fucking lump. I don't want to draw it so bad.
Oh, and he was zoned right out.
Oh, yeah.
The couch.
Yeah, I got to do that. So, anyways, your goal is golf. My goal this year is I want to pump out 4 cartoons. That's the biggest goal that I have. So, you know, our goals are pretty normal. You know, fucking golf. It's normal-ish. Cartoons.
Yeah.
Now, Jesse's goal. There's a reason I wanted to talk about all these normal ass goals that we have for 2024. And some of you guys don't know Jesse. If you don't know Jesse, go back like 20 podcasts ago. Him and I used to do them regularly when he was in school and had more time. Jesse is a bit of a fucking weirdo in the sense of his goal of 2024 was, I want to sleep with a black woman. So that was his goal.
My buddy has a goal.
Okay.
Very similar. Slightly different.
Okay.
A little more impressive if he pulls it off. He's had this goal for years.
Please tell me it's mom and daughter. Please
no.
tell me. Oh.
No, he's gotten close to that. But no, his is a black midget.
Okay.
That's his goal.
I feel like I'm about to either toe the line or step over it completely, and I don't know. I don't think I've never seen one. I don't know if they exist.
That's what he said for the last like 6 years, like, guys, I'm gonna find me a black midget and I'm gonna
they like, this is the year. It's gonna happen.
And it's like, all right, man.
Hold on. I need to do some fucking research, right? I need to figure out if hold on.
I can also.
All right, tell me if you find anything, because I need to know if this is like, I don't want to say they don't exist, but I want to know. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, they're there. They're there.
What?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you know what? I've got something to say. Not gonna say it.
Oh my god. Oh wait, no, I've seen this guy. I have seen this one. Never mind. Yeah, I've seen him on TikTok a few times. Okay. Well, now I feel really silly. Shit. Okay, well, you know, I said I'm either going to toe the line or step over it, and I think I basically went, I dipped my toes on the other side of it and came right back. I think we're good.
That's okay. Hmm. Yeah, your toes are just, they're like, they almost look like you have, like, frostbite, you know?
Yeah, but just on the tip.
Yeah, just on the tips.
Yeah.
You're good. You're golden.
So, this was his goal. Now, you know.
He has not succeeded.
No, what? Little bit. So this goes way back. Okay, this goes way back. So previously in this podcast, I was telling y'all how you know, nobody bought anything. You are so addicted to Star Wars right now. So nobody bought Jesse anything for Christmas, and I took that as an opportunity to go, fuck your family, I got you, son. So what I did is I went on.
Did you buy him a black escort?
I went on to baddragon.com and I tried to find him the grossest pocket pussy that was the color black that I could. Now, I found a couple. There's a problem with a few of them on Black Dragon. They are all made to order. So when you order them, they have to get made and then shipped. So they take about a month and a half. It's just, for me, it wasn't worth it. I wanted like instant satisfaction.
Sure.
I highly recommend a lot of you go to baddragon.com and look up pocket pussies, because what I found either is decorative, because I would love to hear your reaction. Either what I found, people are actually into this, or it's decorative. I would love to think that it's just decorative, because if people are actually having sex with the Demigorgon from Stranger Things, its face hole, I'm concerned. If people are legitimately using pocket pussies of bird cloacas with feathers coming out the ass end of it, I'm also concerned. There's a few things on that website that deeply confuse me, and I don't understand, and I'd like to think that they're just statues and decorative.
What's the website?
Baddragon.com or something. Okay. Just type in Bad Dragon.
I thought you said Black Dragon.
I mean, you know, sure.
I was just getting a bunch of images of black dragons. Okay, yep, this is not...
Yeah, go to the pocket pussy section, though. You know what? Fuck it. I can put this... I'll put an image of what I'm talking about on the fucking video. You've seen it, haven't you? Do you see the Demigorgon one? Or Demigod, whatever the fuck it's called? With its, like, four face frills coming out of it?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
That one's a little lizard.
Trust me, it's weird. So anyways, what
David's paw.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you can have sex with a dog foot. It just has a hole in the like, dude, some people are some weird shit. You know, I've always said, and Amanda always says, you know, we don't kink shame or anything. I think I'm going to kink shame you on this one. Not you.
And me?
I mean anybody who's into this. Anybody who's having sex with dog's feet with a hole in it.
Yeah, that one's a little fucked up.
That's fucked up. Even the Demogorgon's a little fucked up. So, anyways, went to Bad Dragon, couldn't find anything. So I went to, Adam and Eve. Sorry, I had to do the cycle in my head. It's like, okay, it was that thing that was on Frenemies. She was sponsored by them. He was sponsored by them. They argued. What says that? And that's how I got to it. Adam and Eve. So, yes?
This one you could show. It's just a dog's mouth.
Not okay with this. Furries are a different creature.
That's a dragon's mouth. Dude, right, there's AdamandEve.com.
I just want to say there's a lot of things I'd put my dick in out of curiosity. That's not one of them.
That's a big dick extender. Wow.
Oh god. Anyways, a dog's mouth in a pocket pussy. That's not one thing I would put it. I'd put it in a lot of shit. If I saw a tree with a perfectly sized hole, I'd be like,
they sell merch.
What? Oh, fucking send me a picture of that shit. I want to see it. So anyways, I went to Adam and Eve and I found Jesse a pocket pussy that is a silicone cast of a lady who is black. And I mailed it to him.
Did he get it?
Yes. Do you have any other questions?
No, not bad.
Okay.
I wanted to know if he got it.
So I have the video. I will put it up right now. And you guys can take a look at that.
Literally just walked through the door.
All right, Jesse, put the fucking guitar down. I want you to open your Christmas present.
I open it?
Yeah.
Yeah, open the present.
I go open.
Emily's opening his Christmas present.
Yeah.
I'm so excited, man.
Me too.
I'm so excited right now.
I knew it was a pocket pussy.
Yeah, but Jesse, what is it? What ethnicity is that pocket pussy?
I'm throwing this. I'm just kidding. That's funny as fuck.
Sorry, what is it, Jesse? What ethnicity is the pocket pussy?
Black.
And why is that so funny?
Because I'm a black woman and.
Because you said in 2024 you wanted to sleep with a black woman.
Oh yeah.
Now
yeah.
You can.
Now it's time to taste the purple.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, it also came with a free gift. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it was valued at $50.
What's the free gift?
Yeah, what is it?
Lubin condoms.
He's not talking into the mic, I know.
Lubin condoms.
Lubin condoms.
Oh dude, you're fucking set. Let's go.
You're good.
I know what Jesse's doing in that. You're so gonna use it. I don't even care.
Dude.
Like
you should use it. I mean,
so Jesse, the one that I wanted to get you was actually a cloaca of a bird, and it was black. I sent it to Amanda. It was fucking hilarious, but they were made to order, so it wouldn't show up for months. I debated getting you a black man's torso with a butthole and a giant penis coming out of the top because I thought it would be fucking hilarious if you had to walk that out of your bedroom and into the garbage can, and your mom sees you with a giant silicone torso of a black man with a huge rod. But I was like, I think they might actually be pissed off by that one, so I didn't do it.
The fucking cloaca.
Yep.
The Great American Challenge.
But Jesse, take it out of the box already.
Yeah, we want to see it.
I actually want to see this shit. Don't play the guitar for me.
There was money put into that.
That, yeah, it wasn't fucking cheap, dude.
Those things are not cheap, bro. You better, I want you to feel it. I want you to tell us what it feels like.
I want a full makeup review. Yeah, you got to put your tongue in it.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Just a little.
Just a little.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. With everything that's going on off screen, you can't really tell that he's not putting it on him right now.
That's very true.
I'm literally.
You better not throw it out. You better use it at least once.
I'll give you a full review.
I want a fucking review, like a full on review.
I'm just gonna wake up tomorrow. It's like Clint. It spoke to me.
It spoke to me. The middle of the night, the lips are like, Daddy. Jazzy.
Taco flavor kisses.
I need my taco flavored kisses.
Ow.
God, I've never seen somebody take so long to open up a fucking vagina in a box.
I know, you think he'd rip open that top already.
Yeah, man. Use that Mexican strength.
Come on, where is it?
I want tacos.
Weird.
Yeah.
I called it already.
We don't have a fucking Taco Bell?
Amanda, I don't know if you caught that. I was trying to, like, look down.
Are you, like, trying?
I was
you want me to fucking use
it? Like, when you're a kid playing Mario and you try to get jump across the chasm and, like, your whole body moves.
No, dude, bring it up to camera. I want to see this.
Bring it up.
Hey, that's not bad, actually.
Fucking coffee thermos.
Yeah, it looks like a coffee cup.
Oh, it smells like plastic.
Yeah.
God, that's silicone.
You gotta clean it.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not.
And then use a rubber with it, by the way. It makes cleanup way easier.
Way easier.
Yeah, you don't gotta have to, like, take your fake vagina to the sink and rinse out all the cum. You know, just throw the condom out.
Fucking dick.
So, I really do need to get back to work, but Jesse, Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas!
Merry ho-ho.
You better... I want a fucking full-on review tomorrow, please. I hope you enjoyed that video. I mean, I did. I have his Reddit review. Again, I asked him for a Reddit review, and basically it is this. I will tell you exactly what he's... Where the fuck is he? Oh, yeah, that's right. I have to use a different app to talk to him. Because he's in the States. So this is his review, okay? All right. Final review. It's too much work to crank the hog at the end of the day. It's only a special occasion crank. I don't know what 6 Marones out of 10 means, but 6 Marones out of 10. He said his only, the biggest, the only positive side of the bucket pussy is it doesn't come with any nagging or bugging to cuddle.
I can kind of vouch for her on that because I don't find pocket pussies are that great.
Oh, I had one when Emily... Oh my god, I do have merch. Fuck, it's all t-shirts. Anyways,
no, they got playing cards, badges, yeah. Lanyards, stickers.
Yep.
Face masks. They got everything.
I'm all for it. So cups. when Emily lived in Ontario when we were long distance for about 6 months, I got one out of desperation because I was like, I fucking love this woman. I don't want to go and do anything stupid. I don't want to cheat her. I'm like, fine, I'm going to fucking do it. And I went and bought one. I brought it home. I used it like for 2 weeks. I don't even know how many times. I know I had it for 2 weeks. And then you know how I threw it out? I had a black garbage bag in my house that I put garbage in. Now, I'm the type of person that I use the white grocery bags as garbage bags. So they're never big garbage bags. This time, I had used a black garbage bag. And I kept it in the house for like a week. And I just kept putting garbage in it. And when I hit the halfway point, I threw the thing inside of it with the box and all of the plastic and all the wrapping paper. And then I continued to throw garbage in it. So I had a stinky fucking garbage bag in my house for about a week and a half. Because I wanted to hide it. Because like, what if... For whatever reason, I throw it in the garbage bin, and then my landlord's just like, hey, why'd he throw that bag out? You know, there could be something special in it. And then he opens it, and be like, oh, this motherfucker has a pocket pussy. I don't know why, but that's what my brain was going through. So, yeah. Anyways, you know, he semi, you know, got his goal of 2024 in 10 days. So, congrats, Jesse. Bravo. I'm proud of you, buddy. You got your goal.
Let's go, baby.
You got it,
dude. I love that. You can please feel free to use buttons.
I will.
Mm.
So fuck Monpere.
Stop having sex with your dad. Anyways,
to me, it was Fuller.
Yeah. Okay. We don't know who Fuller is, and it sounds like you. So, on the topic of sex shops and all that special shit, I went into one once because where I used to get my haircut right across the street was the sex shop, and I was curious.
Was that you get your hair cut at a sex shop?
Yeah, I do. It's great.
They got like special scissor dildos?
Yeah, the fucking scissor handles are giant dildos. They work them like this. Yeah, exactly. now, I don't know about you, man, but like I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I haven't talked about it with you. I still get nervous to buy condoms. I still get nervous in sex shops, okay? So
2 kids, I don't buy condoms, so I can't relate.
Well, I don't buy them anymore either, but you know, there's a few times where, you know, I've needed them in the past.
Sure.
And the very last time before I met Emily, the very last time I actually needed any, I went in and I was telling myself, I'm walking into the fucking store. I'm like, all right, today's the day. I'm going to do it. I'm not going to have any shame. I'm not going to say anything stupid to the till. I'm just going to be like, condoms, please. fuck yeah, I'm getting laid, and I'm gonna leave. Actually, I wouldn't say that. I'd just be like, can I get a pair of condoms? Thank you. Okay, thank you. Here's your money. I'm fucking gonna leave. So that was the goal. That was the plan. That was the intention. I talked myself up the entire way. Grabbed him from the fucking thing. Slapped him on the till. And when the girl picks him up, who looks like she was in high school, I said, yeah, brother still can't buy his own condoms. And I walked out. I couldn't fucking do it. I could not for the life of me do it. I don't know why, but it was just fucking with me. So every time I've gone into a sex store, I'm nervous as shit.
I'm laughing because I did the exact same thing last time I had to buy condoms.
Yep.
But I was like, yeah, fucking little cousin.
I just, it's so easy. And you like, you have to leave and just know that you're like, she doesn't believe me. She knows.
No. 100%. It's much easier to buy that shit now, though, especially like with all the self-checkout shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you go to the drugstore, buy, like, you don't have to go and buy the big ones and go, here, huh? No, no, you can go safely buy the little ones and not worry about it.
Yeah, I need those little guys, you know, extra, extra small.
But you always go... I remember back, like, when I was first starting to buy them, I'd always have to go buy other shit, too.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't need the bottle of Pantene shampoo, but I picked it up. Because I had to hide it. It's like, yeah, scan these, put them in the fucking bag. Thanks. Now the shampoo that I'm not going to use.
I mean, I'd love to just come to your house and open your... No young people know this. Open your medicine cabinet and just, like, be fucking bombarded with fucking shampoo bottles. I'm like, guess what the fuck?
Oh, fuck. Medicine cabinets. I've only ever had one.
Me too.
But in my first apartment,
mm-hmm.
there was a medicine cabinet. And my ex that I moved in there with
mm-hmm.
was like, holy shit, the mirror opens. And I went, oh my God, what?
I mean, I've never had one before,
but I know what it is.
Yeah.
Hold on. I need to ask Megan if she knows what a medicine cabinet is.
I would love to know the answer. Also, don't do drugs, kids.
Wait, no, she's a nurse. She would know.
Don't do drugs.
Mm.
Not doing drugs.
Same.
So I was in the sex shop across from my hair cutting place.
Sure.
To this day, I still Google occasionally trying to figure out what the fuck this guy bought because I'm curious. I need to figure out what it looked like, what it was, and what it is. So he was walking around and he's looking around the store. He looks like he's in his late 20s, mid 30s, you know, somewhere around that age. And he's walking around the pocket pussy area and he grabs one that's very anime. It's very anime-ish.
Tentacle-y.
I didn't catch it. All I saw was an anime girl on the fucking box. And again, I was trying not to be obvious, like, what you buying? You know, it was more like,
yeah,
you know, trying to just side eye it and get a glimpse of it. So I caught a glimpse of it and it just looked like it was an anime thing. I know it was a pocket pussy because it was the size, you know, that it would be a little bit smaller than normal. Maybe it was a sleeve. Again, I only know about all this shit now because I've gone down the rabbit hole of trying to figure out what the fuck this guy bought because the curiosity has killed me. Like, what is the difference between just a regular-ass pocket pussy and a fucking anime one? Like, what the hell is the difference? I could not for the life of me figure out what it is. So I started Googling all this shit one day, and I'm Googling, I'm like, anime one, anime one, anime one, anime one, anime one. And I got so far deep down in the rabbit hole that I went into incognito mode because one of these websites had the most weird shit I've ever seen in my life. You could buy full-on silicone anime girls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
There's a weird part to that. When you see anime, how old do they look?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not okay with that. That fucking makes me weird. Uncomfortable. I immediately closed the website and I was like, the FBI knows. I closed it so fast. I was so scared of this shit. And now I'm like, oh my God, this shit exists. But like, here's the cool part. So like, you know, don't ChatGPT and all the AI and all this other shit. And even video games have like characters in it that now have AI integrated. So you could talk to the people, bitch at them, ask them questions like, are you alive? And they're like, well, last time I checked, I think so. Like, you know, that kind of shit.
Like when I told Siri to go to hell tonight and she went, okay.
Yep. Would you, if you know, whatever, for whatever reason, you know, somebody's like, hey man, I got this thing. I just don't want it anymore. I promise you it's clean, you know, whatever. If you could take one of those sex, not the anime ones, if you could take a sex doll and sit it in that chair in the back and it had AI integrated that you could talk to it, would you do it?
No.
Why?
I already feel shameful.
Okay.
With the no.
Okay, I thought you were going to say something like, I have a wife. I was like, no. In this scenario, that doesn't exist.
No. No, like I've got a pocket pussy and a blowjob one. Like it's a mouth. It's got a tongue, it's got teeth. It's a mouth.
See, now curiosity has me again, and I'm not showing anybody this. I want to see that shit later. I'm just curious.
Yeah. No,
okay.
For sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
See, I don't. I need that shit authentic, you know?
But like when I'm done using it, I'm just like, oh, you poor thing. Go back in the drawer.
My God. You like tuck it. It's like you open the drawer. It's got like a little bed. You tuck it in, like fucking, you know, tuck the sheets up
it
to
has
the
a towel
tub.
Over it. In case the kids come in, just open my drawer. I got a towel covering it.
I thought you were thinking like when you're done. It's like, do you want me to go grab you a warm cloth or something so you can wipe yourself up? You give it a warm cloth, like, here you go, honey.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do the AI thing either, honestly. I don't think I could. I think if there was some plastic rubbery silicone thing in the corner of the room, I'd be like, hey, how you doing? I'd be like, I'm doing okay. I'd be like, you're evil, you need to go outside. Yeah. I can't do that. That would scare the bejesus out of me.
I don't even want like a Google Home or an Alexa in my fucking house.
Why?
Just like prime example, I only have Siri set up when I got my AirPods in, just because I'm usually busy when I got them in, so like I want her to read me the text messages or like I want to use that feature. But I've only got it set up for that because, prime example, like tonight I was listening to music and I was singing along, and then it was like it just went quiet, so I started singing a little quiet, waiting for the message to come through.
Yeah.
And then I went, to hell, to where you'll go. Okay, I'll get on that. What? It's just, I don't know, it's fucking weird. I don't know, it bugs me.
Yeah.
Like, Megan was like, should we get an Alexa? I'm like, fuck no. No thanks.
The Emily and I had a Google Home for a long time. We don't anymore because we're on Starlink, so like, I can't have that much shit going through the internet. But the only benefit we had to the Google Home is I went and spent the money on the fucking lights and I put them in the ceiling so that when we came home late at night, I could just say like, hey, turn on the lights and shit. I really liked having it for that, but I didn't use it as much as I thought I would. I had one of them attached to the TV. So, you know, I could just be like, hey, blah, 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 turn on Netflix and this show, and it would do it. That part was really fucking cool because my issue with the TV that we have, the fucking remote doesn't work well. I have to sit there and like mash the buttons until it fucking recognizes and stuff. And we don't have the sensor anymore where you like plug it in the back and then put the sensor up top. So, you know, there's a sensor. I don't know what the fuck the sensor is on the TV. So I would love to have that again for that. But even then, I had a Google fucking Home on my desk and I never used it. And I thought I would. Never used it. Not even for music.
What was it?
Google Home.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I had the screen. Because it was my grandma's. I set up the ring, you know, the fucking ring doorbell on her door. And then I set the screen up on her desk. So whenever she was upstairs sewing and stuff, the doorbell would ring and would come up on the monitor and you could just see it right there. So when fucking, you know, she passed, I just took it. I'm like, fucking mine. I just took it with me. But I don't use it now.
The ring, that doorbell thing, that'd be one thing I would put in for like modern new shit. But no one comes to my house.
See, now if I lived next to you and I knew you had the ring, I would be pulling that TikTok shit. I'd be rolling up to your house and be like,
if my buddies actually came to my house anymore, and they did that shit, absolutely. But no one comes. Let me paint the picture for you here. Where I live, it's a nice neighborhood, okay? So it's like Nice house. Nice house. Nice house. House. My house. Nice house. Nice house. Yeah. My house. Okay. It's like clean yards and like flower beds. And then you get to my place. It's like the lawn hasn't been cut. There's a Jeep with missing wheel on it and three other cars and just shit everywhere. I'm the only redneck in this area, we'll say.
Okay.
For the people that surround me. It's actually funny. So my neighbor to this side is, they were the receptionist at my high school, which for all of you who don't know, I went to a Christian high school. The principal, AKA the pastor, goes and visits all the time, which was funny when I first moved in because I would listen to Slayer as loud as my stereo would go while I was working on bikes.
Yeah.
And when working on bikes, I would get frustrated and I'd be like, fucking cocksucking piece of fucking shit whore.
Oh my God.
And I'd like walk outside, like in frustration, light a cigarette. You know, yo, what's up, Mr. B? And he's just like,
you're in grade 9. Why are you smoking?
You're fucking heated.
Oh my God.
And then the neighbors on this side, they're a little old, nice couple. They're like in their 80s.
Is your probably shit even on fire?
Oh, it's just my ashtray.
Okay. Sorry. It was a really cool effect for a second.
I got a funny story about that.
Yeah.
Every 2 years, I have to do a pump operator's course.
Yeah.
To legally drive the pump. So last winter was the course. So me and little Steven, he came over here. He actually sat, it was the fancy chair, not this one.
He sat in your whack off chair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he sat there and because the course, when COVID hit, everyone, they started doing it through Zoom. Is that what everyone does that shit on?
Yeah, I think it was.
So this year where everything was open, they're like, so do you guys want to come to Halifax? Or you can do it at your computer. And I'm like, drive to a town I hate going to for a whole day.
Oh my God.
That's 4 hours away. Or sit it at my gaming PC, half pay attention, because it's all common knowledge shit. Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
So it's either that or sit in my smoking room where I have 3 monitor PC and play Call of Duty on one screen while I pay attention to the other screen.
And get paid to do so.
So yep. I chose option B, which was this room.
Yep.
It was funny. We were playing COD on that monitor. I was kind of sitting like off to the side so you can only see half my face. And for those of you that watched my streams before, I had a hat wall back here. They're not there anymore. But I used to have all those hats.
I forgot about
so
that.
So every time I'd be sitting like this, listening, because they needed to see that you were paying attention.
Yeah.
And then every now and then I would just kind of stretch back and I'd leave camera frame.
Yeah.
And every time I came back into camera frame, I had a different hat on. But I was just, and I wasn't making it like fucking subtle, like 2 black hats. No, I'd put like a black, a white one, a yellow one.
Oh my God. I'd just
reach back, grab another hat, take that one off, put that one on, go back in the camera frame. And Steve's sitting there just like, fuck six. Trying not to laugh. Anyway, my ashtray was sitting right there under the camera. So all the smokers could see my camera and a little hue of smoke going through it. Both of us, we were bored. We were chain smoking. We were just, this whole room was a haze.
Oh my God.
At one point we did have to open the door because we couldn't breathe. I got no ventilation in here, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Like I want to put it in, but I kind of can't because the way my door closes, the pressure of the room makes it so it doesn't smash the wall.
Yeah.
Because my door is, you can't see it in the camera frame. It's part of the wall.
Oh, okay.
It's a section of wall that opens up.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. Yep.
We were going to put a door in, but I didn't have a door, and this was a budget build room. It was just shit I had. I had a bunch of drywall for stuff I was going to build in the basement, and that never happened.
Yeah.
And then me and my dad were like, fuck it, let's just cut out a giant chunk of wall.
Yeah.
Okay. And then put hinges on it, and it works out really good.
Yeah, and you got a cool fucking room. So I asked you a question earlier today. This is how we're going to end. Okay. Now,
yeah,
I have a question for you and for everybody else.
Yeah.
Let's say, because this whole episode coming back has just been fucking weird. So we're just going to keep the weird rolling. My question is, if you sit down and you go to take a shit, and while you're sitting on your phone, you know, you're just fucking scrolling through TikTok, and you're like, oh, she's hot, or he, or they, okay, or them, yeah, whatever the yeah. fuck, you know? And then you decide, like, well, I'm done taking a shit, so, I mean, I got time. I could fucking...
Scrolling through, and you're like, that's jerkable.
Fucking, you know, just, like, checking the room, and you're like, okay, she's at work, she's not gonna be home for a little while. Kids are asleep. Dogs are passed out. I think I can crank one out right now.
Okay, in that situation, though, uh-huh. when no one's home, I would just finish my poo and then go to bed.
Yeah, but no, see, the problem with that is if you just go to bed, then now you got to dispose of the spunk. My question is, if you're already sitting there and you crank it out on the toilet, are you flushing first?
No.
Or are you just going to crank it and let it land on the fucking poo?
Crank it and let it land on the poo.
This is a very easy decision for you. You just like, I don't know.
100%.
But what happens? What happens if you do that and then you lean forward to make sure it doesn't? Okay, now I haven't told you this. I've told multiple people this shit before. I have this problem sometimes where I go to the gym and I come home and I sit on the toilet, and then if I'm not paying attention, I'll literally piss in between the toilet and the toilet seat, and fucking piss will just go all over the place. Has that happened to you?
Not before.
It's yeah. fucking, dude, I've done it like 4 times in the past 3 years. It's fucking hilarious. Yeah.
It's just, you're just sitting there just on your phone. It's like,
yeah, you're like, why is my foot wet?
God damn it.
So, you know, if you got a stiffy and you're cranking it out and shit before you blast, you know, bust your nut, you got to like lean forward, like do a full on like boom, lean forward and make sure yeah. you blast it into the toilet. But what if you blast your shit and it comes back at you, you know?
Why would it come back at you?
I don't fucking know, man. You dip it in the toilet bowl where the poo is.
What do you like, oh, like splashback.
Yeah. You know, what if you've got fucking and not just like bleh. God, that's disgusting.
Well, I mean, most people's torsos aren't that short. Like, I know you're a midget, but like, I don't know. I feel like
I think we're the same height.
No, I'm like 4 inches taller than you.
You are not 6 foot.
Yes, I'm 6 feet tall.
Ah, fuck you. All right.
Told you. What? Why do you think I call you a midget from calling Steven Frodo all day?
That's fair. I thought Steven was just like 4'9" or some shit. I don't know.
No, he's a very average height, and we make fun of him every fucking day for being so short.
He's like, dude, I'm 5'10". What the fuck?
The first job I went to today, so the crew we had to go work with,
yeah,
they've worked with him before. Like, okay. He used to work for that company before he come for us. And I backed the truck up on a knoll. So the back
Why
of my
would you
truck
back
was,
it up on a knoll?
Because that's where they wanted the concrete.
But what did he ever do to you that you had to back a truck up onto him?
Oh, not that kind of knoll. I'm talking like a bump.
Okay.
So I'm on this bump, so the chutes of the truck are a lot higher than normal.
Yeah.
And this guy's probably 400 pounds. And he goes to reach. Well, he can't jump. So he like, oh, I can't fucking reach that. And I'm like, now you know how Steven feels. Fuck, he lost it. Actually, here's a little, so he'll text me, like where the job sites are.
Yeah.
And for those of you that don't know what I do for a living, I operate a concrete pump truck, and this Steven is the backup operator, and he drives mixer trucks. So he'll ask me how to get to the job site. Like, can you send me a Google pin or yeah. like where you're going? Now, another little backstory. I call him Frodo.
Okay.
In my phone, his name is Frodo. Oh, Jesus. His picture is Frodo holding the ring. Lord of the Rings references all the time.
Oh my God.
Sometimes he's one of them talkers that likes mm-hmm. to talk a lot. Great dude. Great dude. I'm not saying that is like he's a piece of shit. He won't stop talking. No, like he's just always coming up and talking.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there waiting for the boss to approve a job one day, and he comes up. Says something to me. I'm like, don't you have a ring to deliver somewhere or something? Anyway, so I've seen this meme and I showed our boss. He laughed at it.
Yeah.
I don't know if the camera will pick it up. That next might. Time he asked for a map location.
Oh, fuck you. You sent him Hobbiton and then he had Mount Doom.
haven't sent it to him yet. It hasn't happened yet.
Oh,
but I'm
shit.
Waiting for him to go, yo, where's the job site at? Oh, here, I'll send you a little GPS of it.
Yeah. That's fucking good, dude. Ah. So, I hope you guys enjoyed the two questions that I want you guys to answer in the bottoms, because I can actually do, like, you know, people can leave comments and stuff. Are you going to flush before you bust a nut? Ladies, this also goes for you. You know, you can fucking bust a nut on the toilet, too. And what was your goal for 2024? That's it. You know, I want to know what your guys' goals for 2024.
Golfing, financial stability, what? And
those two don't go together. After.
No, they really don't.
You can't be financially stable and golf. It's just it doesn't work. You slowly decline. Work.
I will make it work.
Hey, he's gonna start an OnlyFans and start telling pictures of fucking little Steve.
Real life hobbit.
Oh my god.
Trapped in a cage.
All right. Good night, everybody. Thanks for coming by. I hope you had a good time. And I'll see you in the next
Toodles.
One. The Tim Allen salute. Let's fucking. All right, oh, yeah, you're Al.